Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
McDonald's apparently is catering to vegans now. Do you hear about this? They've at least in Finland and Sweden, Scandinavian countries, McDonald's, they've finally unveiled the long-awaited McVegan burger. Now, I was talking about this a little while back. McVegan burger, it's made from soy protein. And I guess the people who have tried it so far like it. I mean, obviously vegans. I can't imagine a non-vegan liking. First of all, soy. Soy is a plant. Am I right about that? I mean, is that the same as what's the white thing? It's not. What am I thinking of? The thing they put in other. See, I'm confusing my products here. But anyway, so soy. It's made from soy. Soy protein, and it's served on a gluten-free bun and topped with vegan mayonnaise. It's now a regular menu item in 210 restaurant locations in Sweden, 60 of them in Finland, and they say if this burger, quote-unquote, sells well there, it might soon be launched in this country, the UK, and Australia, too. Tofu, thank you, that's what I was thinking of. Tofu. Is that the same? Is that soy? See, first of all, what are the rules with vegan? Okay, I have to, and I'm not making fun here. I'm really not. Look, if you're into that, if you're a vegan for whatever reason, religious, moral, or health reason, whatever, knock yourself out, man. It's a free country. But what is vegan? Because I know what vegetarian is. You don't eat meat, right? Isn't that the idea? But vegan, isn't it? You don't eat anything from a living source. Like you can't even eat eggs. Because it's from a living source. Do I have that? Can somebody set me straight on this? But what does that mean? Can you also not have clothes from? Because you know, I mean, you can't have a material from an animal, right? Or is it you only don't eat something or use something if the animal had to die in order for you to use it? We're far off the track of McVegan burgers here, but I don't know. I'd like to know. So we'll see. We'll see if I don't know that there are actually, even in this country, enough people that are vegans that it would support something like that at McDonald's, a McVegan burger. Oh, this is a bad memory for me. I have to tell you this. When I was a kid, you know, early 70s, my parents did not have a lot of money. And I remember at one point my mom started us on something called Joshua Steaks. And I guarantee if my brother or sister are listening online right now, they're shaking their heads in dismay at this memory. But it was a soy, it was like a soy steak is what it was. And it was awful. It was horrible. And I'm not even saying because it was non-meat or whatever. I guess I am saying it's because it was non-meat because it had no flavor. It was horrible. And she got it for us, I guess, because it was cheaper. Or, it costs less or whatever. It was obvious why it costs less. It was horrible, man. I'm sorry. She's never put that down in front of somebody. So she tried it like one time with us. And honestly, the packaging it came in would have been more tasty than that thing. It was terrible. Saying, I'm a big meat fan. Give me a big juicy steak anytime. But anyway, McDonald's McVegan burger, if it does well there. In Scandinavia, we could be seeing it here.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.